This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Yeah, Jim Ganley, we're here again, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. We are indeed. In fact, a lot of our listeners have probably just gotten a letter from us in the mail, and it's kind of, I guess we refer to it as our summer letter here, but anybody who's worked with not-for-profit organizations knows that summertime gets kind of dry.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people with a lot of good intentions are busy with the kids, busy going on vacation, all the different summer activities and things like that, and they don't mean to not support their charities and favored organizations. It's just something that kind of gets put on the back burner for a few months there. So in the middle of the summer, we like to send that out. And we do it because we need it, as a matter of fact. So if you got one of those letters, please respond to it generously, however you can. And if you didn't get one, well, you can go to our website, catholicradioindy.org, and make a donation there. At our website, you can actually make an ongoing monthly donation if you want. As you get to the donation page, there's a couple little buttons there. You can make a one-time gift, or you can make an ongoing monthly gift, whichever you want to, at catholicradioindy.org. And if you're one of those people that still doesn't have or doesn't want to use their computer, just give us a call. We have a good old telephone here, too.
We have a landline, right?
Yeah, it doesn't have a dial on it, but it's got a handset and the whole, it's a real phone. And so you can call us at 317-870-8400. 317-870-8400.
And, you know, in the summertime, a lot of people have more time to do different things. And one thing that I know a lot of people are doing more of is looking at their social media. And if you are not a follower of Catholic Radio Indy, go to Facebook and like us, and you will join our family there. Our group is like over 600 now, and it's growing very quickly. So if you're not haven't caught us over there, you can get us there if you're on that platform. So, and some more summertime things that we're going to be thinking about are, you know, it's a time to relax and time to spend more time thinking about your faith and spending time with your family. And we are going to be thinking about Our Lady of Fatima Retreat House. That's an oasis here in Indianapolis to do just that. And today we're going to be talking with our guest, Haley Mawson. She is the program and marketing manager at Our Lady of Fatima Retreat House. And she's also an artist who is going to be leading a program called Divine Wine and Art with the Heart. So welcome, Haley, to Faith in Action.
Yeah, I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, I was looking at Fatima for some reason. I can't remember. I just was kind of looking for what I might want to do this summer, and that caught my eye, Divine Wine and Art with a Heart. And so tell us about that. That's really, really cool. I'm like, that sounds great. That sounds like right up my alley.
Absolutely. And that's what we were trying to do, is kind of look at with the Divine Wine Art with Heart program that, you know, there's a lot of the wine and canvas thing going on.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like a big event that draws people to create community. And so we thought to kind of make it more of a spiritual aspect of, you know, Fatima has a unique opportunity in, we're such a beautiful location, kind of out in like a little oasis, like you said, in the city. Like, you don't even feel like you're in Indianapolis when you go there.
Oasis was exactly the word I was thinking about, because you think about Indianapolis, you know, hey, we got lots and lots of roads and highways and freeways and whatever else. And, you know, we've got very little, well, we have a lot of green space, but it's all scattered all over. But an oasis.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
You right off 56th Street, you drive in, and all of a sudden, gee, you're not in traffic anymore. You're in a nice wooded area, and it's quiet and peaceful. It's nice.
Absolutely.
And you almost feel like, you know, and you go there every day. I mean, you probably like feel like time travel, because you walk in there and you go in there and it's just like, you feel like you're at a different time. You're in a different place. It's just a total oasis.
Yes.
So
time almost stops when you drive up the pathway.
And that's the way it's supposed to be, right? You know, you're kind of on a retreat. Okay, so how did you come up with this idea? And then talk a little bit about what will happen during this.
Yes.
And then we'll talk about your art, because you're into that too.
Okay, yeah, that sounds great. thank you for asking. So the idea behind the program is there's going to be kind of a guided painting meditation sort of thing. So the inspiration behind it was, yeah, basing it off of what's popular right now and trying to get towards, you know, what people are interested in doing. And yeah, that wine and canvas idea.
So the people, the participants, will actually be doing some of the painting?
Yes. So I will
And so they have to be accomplished artists, right?
No, absolutely not. So I guess
beginners are welcome, right?
Absolutely. So I kind of think, like kind of Bob Ross-esque, like paint along with with me.
Yeah.
So we're going to be focusing on, I guess, the topic of what we're going to be painting would be a good thing to let people know if they'd be interested in painting this kind of painting and learning more about this topic. So we're going to be focusing on the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit really is a divine artist. If you look at iconography and how that inspiration has brought so many beautiful paintings throughout the Catholic Church, and that's such a beautiful thing.
Now, will people have to bring their own supplies to this?
No, that will all be provided. So when you get there, if you signed up, you'd walk in and we'd have snacks and wine all set up so we can kind of have a little bit of a social time before, and then we get started with easels will be set up on each table, and then we'll have paints available and brushes, all the materials you'd need for the program. And yeah, I'd be at like the main table directing you and kind of guiding on, okay, we're going to grab our red paint next and then start over here. And there'll be some flexibility so people can add their own creative touches onto their paintings. But
and at the end of the day, no two will be alike, I'll bet.
I hope not. I mean, I want that creativity to start going and people feel comfortable to not feel like, oh, I'm not following it perfectly. And it's, oh, I made a mistake here. It doesn't look as good. But there's, I don't really think mistakes in that. There's always a creative aspect involved with that sort of thing.
We're talking with Haley Mawson. She is the program and marketing manager at Our Lady of Fatima Retreat House. And we're talking about an event that she's going to be leading called Divine Wine and Art with a Heart. So can you tell us what they're going to be painting? Can you reveal that right now?
Yes. So it's going to be a painting about the Descent of the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
So since we're going to be painting and kind of going through a guided meditation, I'm going to just briefly talk about, you know, different elements of the Holy Spirit and allow him to come in and guide us during that painting program. So it's going to be kind of an abstract depiction of a dove, and that'll be where people can kind of make it more creative on their own choices.
Now, who's this for? Men, women, kids?
So it's men, women, kids of all ages. There will be wine available. So there's beverages if you're under 21, like we'll have water, lemonade, tea, our usual. But there also will be wine for those 21 plus.
Probably preteens and up, maybe something like that.
Yeah, that's what I would think would be a good age range.
So let's talk a little bit. Well, let's give the date of that because people are probably wondering when the date is. And then how many people can you get, like, what's the maximum number you can get so people that really want to do this get in there before it gets closed?
Yeah, so the maximum would be 20, just because you want everyone to be able to see what's going on and if there's too many people. Yeah, and I think during the program I'll be having to like get up and help people and just assist with the program, so if there was too many people that might make it a little bit too long. And that program is actually a series, so we have an August 1st date and then October 3rd, so we're going to try our summer date and then have a fall one to follow up to.
Different theme for the October one?
Yes. And so that we're still working on what
we
want. Yeah. So I think because it's so beautiful in the fall with the leaves changing, so we might draw some inspiration from the nature out at Fatima for that one.
So tell me the dates on that again.
It'll be Thursday, August 1st. And that's 5:30 to 9 is the time we're allotting for that, for people, you know, getting off work and making that a little bit more convenient, especially on a Thursday night. And so the October one is also on a Thursday. It'll be October 3rd, 2019.
And I want to talk now a little bit about the type of artist that you are. Now you've said you painted, but I also thought you're a printmaker and graphic artist. Now talk about what those are and how you got into that.
Yeah, so I actually really wanted to do a lot of graphic design when I went into college. I thought, you know, I have these creative skills, and going into marketing, I want to best use a combination of my interests. And so I thought, well, graphic design seems the perfect way to do that and would give me a good skill set going out and finding a job after I graduated. And so I immediately started taking graphic design classes. And then my graphic design professor was like, you know, if you really want to understand, you have to take printmaking because of all the layering. And printmaking is the predecessor to graphic design. If you think about how they used to make movie posters and all the signage that was originally done with hand-carved wood and different types of metals. So that's how I found printmaking, and I really just fell in love with it. It was amazing. It's such a process-based art form. And I think through that, I really realized that God speaks to me in those processes. And I just, it all made sense once I figured that out, is I just really love the process. And yeah, it's just a really flexible art form too. There's lots of different kinds of printmaking. And so for me now, there's a type of printmaking called linographs, which is more of a stamp. So that's something you can print at home. So I kind of have a little in-home print shop, if you will, to continue on creating art, even though I don't have a printing press in my house. So that's
not yet, right?
Yeah, I mean, that would be the goal. That'd be a really cool thing to have. But
well there seems to be kind of a return to simpler things. I mean, everything, art even, has gotten more complex, more mechanized, more automated over the years. And it just seems like in a lot of areas, people are saying, hey, wait a minute. You know, you see television programs where they're making wooden items the old-fashioned way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, wouldn't it be easier to make them this way? Well, maybe. But that's not the way, you know, they're getting back to kind of the roots and the feel, the hands-onness of art and things.
So yeah. So what's it like for you? I know that, you know, people that are, you know, have a spirituality, a Catholic spirituality, you know, really when they do spiritual art, they really can kind of connect, make that connection to God. And you mentioned, kind of alluded to that, you know, what's it like for you, you know, when you're leading something like this? Obviously you're doing all these reflections to kind of to prepare for this. I'm sure it's really been kind of edifying too. What's it like for you for that, from that perspective? So, do you understand my question?
Yes.
I know there's a question there. Mm-hmm.
So I think for me, it just feels really like a natural aspect. I think trying to explain that to someone who maybe isn't as driven through this like creative element in life, I think, you know, for me, it's always a form of prayer. So to try to make art seem like it's more of a spiritual thing is like, well, it already feels like that for me. And God so inspires me with, you know, if you see a beautiful sunset or a painting or you encounter just beauty, like I really believe you are encountering God in that. And so for me to try to create in that, you're like participating in creation. I know JP2's Letter to Artists really spoke into that a lot. And that was a big eye-opening thing to me. It was like, wow, like God is creator and he's allowing me to create with him. And that's just such a beautiful gift that he's given us. And it's just, I feel like changes my life every time I think about that. And just to share that with others is a beautiful thing.
Well, we hope that those people that are able to come to the divine wine and art with a heart will also have that that inspiration.
Yes,
could you give
I
those
so.
Could you give those dates one more time, and then we'll take a break and come back and talk some more about some other things going on at Our Lady of Fatima?
Yes. Yeah, so Divine Wine and Art with Heart will be on August 1st, and we have a second one coming up October 3rd.
All right, we need to take a break, and we'll be back for more Faith in Action, talking about some other exciting things going on at Fatima Retreat House. Stay tuned.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
I've got the spirit.
Hi, this is Teresa Tomeo from Catholic Connection.
Hi, this is Barbara McWiggin, host of The Good Fight here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Ray Guarendi, host of The Doctor Is In here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Hi, I'm Al Cresta, and you can join me for Cresta in the Afternoon here on Catholic Radio Indy.
The best of EWTN plus great local programming. That's what you get when you support Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer, and we are talking with Haley Mossam. She is the Program and Marketing Manager at Our Lady of Fatima Retreat House here in Indianapolis. And we're talking about all the really cool things that are going on at Our Lady of Fatima that you might want to get involved in to take a rest this summer. But tell us a little bit about your role. You're the Program and Marketing Manager there. What do you do?
Yeah, so involved with the program manager side of things, it'll be anywhere from getting speakers and planning out dates and looking at, okay, what do we have available? What kinds of programs would people be interested in attending? And just looking at, I think, the trends in Catholic circles and even secular side of things, like since our mission is to welcome in people of all faiths and allow to give them a place to rest in God. And so a lot of it is event planning and then the promotion side of it. So
now, do you ever get suggestions from the public? People say, gee, why don't you do a retreat or a seminar on a particular subject?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of the ideas that people suggest, we have an evaluation for after retreats. So when people are leaving, they'll leave us suggestions like, why don't you do this kind of retreat? Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, sometimes we think like, yeah, that's a great idea. Let's move forward with that. Or if we have a specific person in mind, like, oh, they have this really unique experience, we could then call them in and see if they could lead with their skill set or what their background is.
Now, is Fatima, the facility at Fatima Retreat House, available to like a parish? If a parish were to want to have a retreat and round up their own people and their own speakers and things, is it available as a venue for them?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do part hosted. So that would be more of where a group comes in. It could be a parish or a business, and they will rent our space, and then we would provide meals, and that's all just different, whatever they're looking for.
What size crowd can you accommodate on something like that?
So we have 6 conference rooms available, and they have flexible sizes and capacities. Like in our lower level, there's a room that can be sectioned into 3 spaces. So if you had, oh, we want to have a breakout session, they would have 3 rooms available there. So it just kind of depends.
Are we talking about 50 people, 100 people?
So in that space, I think it's 150 in the lower level. So it can be sectioned off. And then, yeah, it just kind of depends with the setup too. Like if you wanted round tables in, there would be less space. And yeah, it just depends on the setup.
And available for a short meeting or series of meetings, but also overnight retreats. Is that available?
Absolutely. So if somebody wanted to rent our space for a weekend, those fill up pretty fast, but we do have some open. I know we're even planning into 2020 right now, but yeah, there's a lot of options available with if you wanted to rent guest rooms and use specific rooms. So yeah, it's all kind of depending on what they're looking for. And that would be something that I wouldn't be directly involved with. That would be Tim Rates, our guest service manager. So that would be more of his side of things for guests coming in different groups.
So how many, if a parish was planning to do like an overnight, they wanted to have some kind of overnight retreat, about, and I don't know if you know this answer since that's not your specific area, but generally, how many people could they accommodate overnight roughly? Do you know?
Yeah, so we have, let me just grab a piece of paper. I have all our information on.
Sure.
So we have 62 guest rooms, and we can accommodate 82 overnight guests. So the 82.
The Holy Day Inn.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a new brand there, Jim.
Got some marketing ideas here.
You got it right here on Catholic Radio Indy, right, Jim?
Heard it here first, people.
So 82 overnight guests, that's a lot.
Yeah, and so that with the 62 guest rooms, there are some rooms that have 2 twin beds. So if there was a high school retreat, they would have, they would share that suite because we have bathrooms in between our guest rooms. So it's a semi-private bathroom, but shared guest room in that situation.
So I want to move on to talking about some of the actual programs that you have there at Fatima. And I want to mention the format, because some people say, oh, well, I don't have a whole weekend, you know, but there's a lot of different plugins that you can do here at Our Lady of Fatima that are not overnight. So let's start with the silent retreats.
Okay.
And those are,
sounds great.
And there's a couple of different types. Talk about those. I guess maybe there's a day of silence that are offered, and then there's silent directed retreats. So maybe talk about those two things.
Yes. So we have a day of silence, which just looks like you come in at 8 a.m. and then from there you get a welcome letter to kind of really keep that atmosphere of silence. And we set up the room where you're going to be eating your meals with one chair at a table so that you're not sitting there awkwardly in silence if people are uncomfortable with it. So you'll really have a guest room for the day to go take a nap or just really enter into that retreat. And we offer a daily mass with confession available afterwards. So that's always something that we invite people to make a part of their day of silence, but it's really up to you. Some people like to go for walks in our wooded trails or really just enjoy sitting by the fireplace if it's, you know, winter. Or, yeah, there's just lots of things to do at Fatima, and just to really enter into that retreat atmosphere is what we hope people get out of the days of silence, since our world is so busy and noisy. And
tell me the time of that. That would be a one day, and that would be like 8 to what time?
It's 8 to 4, and okay. Then the only things planned would be that breakfast when you come in, and then lunch, and then the rest of the day is up to you. And so that is sort of an abbreviated version of the Silent Directed Retreat, which is a program that we offer every summer, and that'll actually be coming up this weekend. It is July 12th through the 19th, and you can do a 3-day or 8-day, so you could have 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 days. So it's really up to you, and there's various costs associated with that depending on the days you're staying and with meals and accommodations. So
describe that retreat. That's a long time to be silent. I mean if you've never been silent, you know, which I mean Jim's probably questioning whether I've ever been silent, but I've actually done a whole weekend silent retreat. Wow. One time, and I thought there's no way, but it went so fast and it was great. I loved it.
But so beautiful.
But yeah, I mean, that's a long time.
The 8-day.
Would you recommend someone try like the day first and then do the other one?
Yeah, we actually do have some people that'll call and be like, well, maybe I'll come try out a day of silence first and then decide if I want to do this silent directed retreat. But the nice thing about that is I think it actually is a really good introduction to silent retreats, because you're meeting with a spiritual director every single day on that program. So they'll be helping you talk through the silence and giving you things to pray with during that time.
Okay, we have about 5 minutes left, so I want to get on to some of the other events that you have. Now, there's a marriage, just go ahead and give us the lowdown on some of the other events coming up.
Okay, yeah, that sounds great.
There's the Holy Land one, yep. There's the marriage one, there's the sexual healing from a sexual abuse healing retreat for women. So there's those three that are off the top of my head.
Yeah.
So give a quick overview maybe of those.
The Holy Land retreat is for people who have been on a pilgrimage to the Holy Land. And so the idea behind that retreat is we're offering a time for people to come in and kind of savor those graces and to revisit it after their pilgrimage. So that'll be led by Monsignor Paul Cotter?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's Monsignor Paul Cutter. Paul Cutter, right?
Okay, yeah. I've never heard it said out loud. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly how to pronounce this. And then Reverend Eric Johnson are leading that program.
All right, that'll be good.
And that'll be July 26th and 27th.
Okay, that's coming up here real quick.
And so we also have a day of reflection and an evening reflection with Father Jim Farrell. And
yeah,
so
he's that'll awesome.
Yeah, he does so much for us. And he's just such a great presenter and a speaker. And his topic will be on angels. It'll be called Angels Among Us. And that'll be on August 19th and then the 28th. So we have a day and evening option available.
Oh, yeah. I hadn't seen that one. That one's I just love Father Jim's voice. I could just listen to him.
So soothing.
It is soothing.
And so we also have a program called Healing the Wounds of Trauma, which is that program you mentioned about the healing from sexual abuse, which will be a program open only to women. And it's going to be a small group. We're having a max of 15. And that program is going to be led by Carla Hill. She's the victim's assistance coordinator at the Archdiocese. And her and Christine Turrell Shields are going to be co-leading that. She's a trauma therapist. Mm-hmm. And so they're really taking the reins on that program. It's being offered at Fatima, but we aren't presenting on it, but I think it is good to let people know that it's being offered if they really need to seek that healing.
And you had mentioned that that is something that is a great need, that there are a lot of, there's kind of a demand for that, you know, unfortunately, that people need to have that healing opportunity through a retreat. So it's good that you guys are offering that there. And then there's, is there a marriage thing coming up too?
We do have the Tobit program offered, and so we have a weekend marriage preparation retreat, and that'll be in September. It looks like September 20th through the 22nd. So that's a whole weekend where we go through a lot of communication and what your life's going to look like after the wedding day. So that program is led by Cheryl McSweeney. She's been doing that for about 25 years. She's been dedicated to that program, which is awesome.
So another thing, I guess we got about 2 minutes left. It's such a beautiful place. Could you just do a quick description of what, like, some of the features there that you really like? And I know that they've updated the whole facility not too long ago, so it's been renovated.
Yeah, I think
do you have like a favorite spot or something that you're drawn to there that's really...
Yeah, I think the picture windows in the main conference room are just beautiful because you overlook the entire grounds and you can see the Our Lady of Fatima shrine from there. So right when you walk into the conference room, you just see this lush green and all the trees there. And then you see Mary just standing there, and it's just such a peaceful way to be welcomed into Fatima. So I just really love walking in and seeing that, especially right when you are driving in, you see the trees. It almost makes like a canopy over the driveway, and it's just such a serene setting.
So you get to go on retreat every day when
you
go to work,
right? That's what it
feels
like, yes.
So why don't you go ahead and give maybe the recap of the date and time for the Divine Wine, and then maybe one of the other things that's coming up pretty yes. quickly towards the end of the month.
So the Divine Wine and Art with Heart will be on August 1st from 5:30 to 9 p.m. And then as far as a recap for other events, it looks like our Holy Land Retreat yeah. is going to be July 26th through 27th, and that'll be led by Father Paul
Cutter.
And, yeah. And Reverend Eric Johnson.
Well, then there's lots of great other events. So go ahead and give the webpage at Fatima for people to check all the other things going on.
So it's archindy.org/Fatima.
All right. Our guest today has been Haley Mossam, Program and Marketing Manager at Our Lady of Fatima Retreat House. Thanks so much for being our guest today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400. Or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.